97.9 FM, WCHL High, Sarah Stutz and Freddie Kiger has just walked into the studio.
What's up?
I'm just wondering how you're doing this morning.
You know, it's all good.
I was just thinking about you earlier today.
See my boo-boo?
I was thinking about, boo-boo, smarter than the average man. What boo-boo are you talking about?
Went to the dermatologist.
That little
thing on
Band-Aid
my chin there.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
The 10 years of lifeguarding. No, you know, actually, this one wasn't. This was like a little mole that I would irritate when I would shave.
When you get to a certain age, you gotta go to the dermatologist.
Oh, man, I go religiously. Because, you know, I had a melanoma back in the 80s.
Yeah, well, hey.
I don't mess around with that stuff.
I had this thing on top of my head.
Don't mess around. There's 10 years of lifeguarding back in that rural hall, son.
Especially when you're, you know, light-skinned like you and me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to go see your friendly dermatologist. So
this is correct.
Yeah.
I thought about doing this for maybe the rest of the week, for maybe a few days, maybe even spill over into next week.
Mm-hmm.
All students are out for a while.
Yeah.
So people can go back downtown and kind of reacquaint themselves with the changing scene on Franklin Street.
It's kind of a different place when the students are gone.
Well, I know. And so no lines. You can go in, get a place.
Yeah.
Go visit some restaurants, walk around, see the new, 140 West.
Yep.
There's a restaurant
there
in there.
Not too long ago.
Go down to the rice paddy. Mm-hmm. It will be shortbread when it's built.
Yeah.
Because right now it kind of looks like a rice paddy.
That's right.
There's a lot going on.
All kinds of stuff going on downtown, Chapel Hill. Always great restaurants.
Exactly. So we're going to do a series of questions to kind of tap into Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Okay. I'm ready for you, baby.
All right, man. Here we go. All right. So our category is Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go back for maybe several decades to get this one correct.
Okay.
You ready? What was the name of the big walk-in beer section at Fowler's down on Franklin Street?
Yes.
What was the name of the big walk-in beer section at Fowler's down on Franklin Street?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. I've been there.
You might have got locked in there.
They had a great selection of beer,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes, they did. Because if everybody remembers, Fowler's was right down there on the corner of Mallette and Franklin Street.
Down there about where Jimmy John's is?
Vespa, Jimmy John's, and all that is right there.
Yeah.
What was the name?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Winmore Studio. It's half off. $85 for an event space rental, available now for $42. If you're looking for the perfect spot to host your next event, get today's Our Local Deal. Winmore Studio is a storefront studio with plenty of open floor space and high ceilings. The space can be customized and configured to suit the specific needs of your event, whether it's a child's birthday party or a more adult event. It's half off from Winmore Studio. It's available for a limited time, so get it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger wanted to know what's the name of that great big giant beer cooler that used to be at Fowler's food store downtown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on a hot day, maybe if you weren't even going to make a purchase, to go back and just stand in it and, you know, cool down.
Yeah.
Big Bertha.
Yeah, these days there are lots of places where you can find all kinds of different varieties of beer and everything.
Yeah.
But back then, that was a really big... Fowler's
was wonderful.
You could find any kind of beer you wanted there.
Fowler's was fantastic. I mean, for a kid from where I was raised and what have you...
Yeah.
Gee, Wilkers, to show up in Fowler's and find all those exotic foods, pickled okra and everything else under the sun, pitas and everything.
Yeah, Fowler's was cool.
It was a cool place. I hated
to see it go.
You know what?
What?
Chapel Hill needs a downtown grocery store.
Well, they certainly do, especially with all these people who are going to start living down there.
Well, exactly. Like
140
West and then when shortbread goes up and everything else. I mean, people. And then for those of us who are close enough to walk, Chapel Hill is in need of a downtown grocery store.
It really is. I mean, lots of great restaurants and a lot of other good things down there, but there's not a grocery store. So, hey.
And there's no Big Bertha as we speak.
Exactly. And Freddie Kiger spent a couple of weeks in there one time, vacation.
Yeah, I was trying to get Ron out.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yep. See ya.